People have long recognized this place as a prime spot to get away from it all. During the term of FDR, the Oval Office realized it was a great place for a retreat as well. We head to the mountains for a slice of presidential history on this edition of The American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Just after the railroads began laying track here, people began taking the rails for a retreat from the East Coast cities.
As the railroads pushed in the early 1800s, one of the things that followed the railroads into this area very quickly was early tourism. So there are some very large houses in their day that were really hotels or boarding houses where visitors would come out and take the country air in the summertime.
Mel Poole says Catoctin Mountain Park has always been a place for people to enjoy nature and relax. In the 1930s, someone else became interested in using the park as a retreat as well.
The Secret Service got very nervous about President Roosevelt being on the presidential yacht cruising up and down the Potomac River at the start of World War II. So they contacted the National Park Service and began to look at locations for a presidential retreat.
The list of potential sites was narrowed. The Oval Office was particularly interested in an old CCC camp called High Catoctin.
President drove up for a look, liked what he saw, and presidents have been coming here ever since. President Roosevelt first designated it. He called it Shangri-La.
The location remains the same, but today it's known by another name.
President Eisenhower decided to name it after his grandson and named it Camp David.
Although the park is home to the presidential retreat, visitors can still come here and enjoy the vast open country in the hills an hour north of Maryland. Traveling the Countryside in Thurmont, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCrae.